cough test Tay Base Wednesday 1st of January, Bank Holiday Yafi Kala, Baba Yiddle Frankel, Introduction to the Sugya, Understanding the Making of the Jews of Abim.
We all know that the Mishnah, when it counts out the melachas, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the last melacha which gets listed in the melachas of Shabbos is Issa Hoitzah, which means there's an Issa to carry from a Shus HaYachid to a Shus HaRabim, and from a Shus HaRabim to a Shus HaYachid, and also you're not allowed to carry four Amos within the Shus HaRabim. So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadivav Amud Beis, at the beginning of Perek HaZerik tells us, what is the Makur for the Issa Hoitzah on Shabbos? So the Gemara tells us that we learn it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us at a time when Klal Yisrael came to donate the materials to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it says Klal Yisrael came, they donated. And after a time, the Pasuk tells us, by a view Kurba Machne, Moshe sent out a message through the Machne. The people should stop bringing materials to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara tells us that the reason why he told them to stop bringing materials for the Beis HaMikdash was not only because they had enough materials, they had enough to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the reason was because it was Shabbos. And the Gemara explains this, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Machne Levia. The Machne Levia was Eirushus HaRabim. Klal Yisrael were in the houses in Lohi Alim, which is a Rosh HaYachid. To bring the materials from the houses to the Machne Levia would have been a Issa of Hoitzah, and therefore we told them they shouldn't bring the materials. So Gemara has defined for us that we have two types of Roshis, a Rosh HaYachid, which would call a private domain, a Rosh HaRabim, which is a public domain, and to bring from one to the other is a Issa Midoraisa. But the Gemara here doesn't define to us at all what a Rosh HaRabim is or what a Rosh HaYachid is. But one thing is clear to us, a Rosh HaYachid does not mean something which is owned privately and a Rosh HaRabim something which is owned publicly, because you can have a Rosh HaYachid which is owned publicly and you can have a public place which isn't a Rosh HaRabim. So in order to know what exactly a Rosh HaRabim is, we have the Mishnah, which is the Braisa, which a Gemara on Shabbos Daf Vav brings down. If you have, I think it's on the first page. The Gemara Shabbos Davav. So the Gemara brings down the price there, halfway down the page. Tanu Rabbanon, Dalad Rishuis the Shabbos. The Gemara tells us there are four types of Rishuis which are relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. What are they? There are Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, a Karmelis, which means a domain which is not a Rosh HaYachid and not a Rosh HaRabim. The Yerushalmi explains to us that the Lashon Karmelis means Karmol, which is referring to something which is neither soft nor hard. So the same thing, a Karmelis is a place which is in between Rosh HaRabim and Rosh HaYachid. It doesn't have the criteria of Rosh HaYachid, and it doesn't have the criteria of Rosh HaRabim. And the fourth case is a Makom Patur, which is what we're not going to go into that still today. So the Gemara is going to explain in a few moments what's the halachas of these four Rishus. So Rishus HaYachid, as we said, is a place which is a private domain which you cannot carry from it into a Rishus HaRabim. And the truth is you also can't carry from it into a Karmelis. Rishus HaRabim, the opposite of that, is a public domain where you cannot carry from a Rishus HaYachid into it. And a Karmelis is a place which is in between, it's not a Rishus HaYachid and it's not a Rishus HaRabim. However, the halacha of a Karmelis is also the same that you're not allowed to carry from it to a Rishus HaYachid and from a Rishus HaYachid to it, and you can't carry within it Dalad Amos. That there's still a difference between a Rishus HaRabim and a Karmelis. The Gemara tells us that if someone carries from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim, he's been over an Issa Doraisa, because it's Midoraisa that you cannot carry from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. And therefore, someone who does it will be Chayav Koros, or if he does it B'Shoigeg, he'll be Chayav Chatos. Whereas if he carries into a Karmelis, it's only a Issa Drabonon, and he will not be Chayva Karbon Chatos. So we have, there are other differences as well between Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Kamenis, but the Gemara is telling us the main nafkimina between Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Kamenis. Now the Brayso goes ahead to clarify to us what are the definitions of these different mishrifs. So the Gemara says, Eizu Rosh Hashanah Yachid, what is Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Chit Shua Makyut V'Rochav Dalet V'Chein Geda Shu Gavoy Yud V'Rochav Dalet. So the Rishonim explained to us what the Gemara is telling us, the Brayso is telling us here, is that the criteria of Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a place which is Mukif Mechitzis, which means it has Mechitzis, which has divisions, walls, dividing it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, separating it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Gemara here, the Brayso is actually talking about a case where you have four walls dividing you from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We'll see later on, it's not Davar Muskim, it's Big Machlekas, whether you need less walls or maybe even two walls, according to some shittas. Val Kapanim, it has to be a place which is divided from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by Mechitzis, and that constitutes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Gemara goes weiter. Ve'ezu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So the Gemara brings us three cases. Sratya, Uplatya Gedoyla, Mavoyes HaMefulashin. There are three cases, the Gemara says, of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A Sratya means, as the Rishonim explain, means a road which goes from city to city, what we'd call nowadays a highway or a motorway. A platya, the Rishonim explain, means a square. In those days, the way people used to do business was they had a square where everyone had stalls, and everyone came to the square, and people were to be found there all day, and that is the way they did business, and they were, you had a rabbim constantly all day in this square. So the Gemara says that this square is considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the third case is the Mavoyes HaMefulashin, which we're showing him explain. This means it's a thoroughfare within a city. The Sratya was a highway going from one city to another. And Mavoyes HaMefulash is a road which cuts through a city that the people of the city use. And then the Gemara tells us, but a yam, abon yam, ubika, the istanis, the kamnis, en la loka shusyabim, the loka shusyachid, and that is a kamnis. It means we have a case of a sea, or the countryside that the Rishonim explain a bika means, or the front of a shop's entranceway to the shop, the Gemara says, or the nooks and crannies along the roads, those are considered kamnis. You're not allowed to carry in them. However, it is not an Issa Deraisa because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Deraisa. So, L'Choira, the Braisa here has explained to us very much the criteria of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. We know that you need to have walls separating Rosh Hashanah Yochid from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what creates Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But the criteria of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, L'Choira, are, as of yet, undefined. We know three cases. A Sratya highway, a Platya square, market square, let's call it, and involves some flush and a thoroughfare. But we don't know what the criteria which make the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So for that we have to look around the Gemaras which discuss the criteria of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the first Gemara we have is the Gemara in Shabbat Daf Tzadites. I don't think you have it there, it's just a small Gemara. The Gemara there tells us that the Klal Yisrael, the one of the Tznoim of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is it has to be 60 Namas wide. And the Gemara tells us, how do we know the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to be 60 Namas wide? Because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the Midbar by Klal Yisrael, which is what we said we learned the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from, was 60 Namas wide. And the Gemara makes a cheshbon, how do we know this? Because it says when Klal Yisrael traveled from one place to another, they had to take the Kroshim of the Mishkan, and they had wagons to put it on. And the Gemara explains there was a specific way that the Kroshim were laid on the wagons, which necessitated a width of 16 amos. Therefore, we know the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to be 16 amos. Why? Because it has to be the same as the Mishkan, which is 16 amos wide. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by the Mishkan, which was 16 amos wide. The Gemara Daf earlier tells us another tonight. It says, Tanu Rabbanon, Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbah, Amar Avuna, Hamavid Dalet Amos, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Makura. Someone who carries four amos in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim which is covered, which has a roof, he's not chayav a carbon chatas. Why? Because It's not Shus Rabbim. Why? Because it has to be Doima L'Digli Midbar, it has to be the same as the Shus Rabbim in the times of the Midbar. And just like in the Midbar, the Shus Rabbim was not covered, it didn't have a roof, who had in our Shus Rabbim can't have a roof. And the third Gemara which we have, which says it has to be Doima L'Digli Midbar, which this isn't necessarily a Dava, which is Muskim L'Maskonas HaGemara, but the Gemara mentions it. The Gemara says that someone who carries, the Gemara in Erevin Chaf Beis on Beis says, that someone who carries in a Rosh Hashanah, in Malis Mordes Shebet Yisrael, along the hills of Eretz Yisrael, he's not Chayev. Why? Because it's Ein Doima L'Digli Midbar. So Rashi explains the reason is, because Klal Yisrael, when they traveled in the Midbar, they had their Oren flattened out the whole way for them. They never had a difficult journey. They didn't have to go over hills. So if you have to go over hills, it isn't Doima L'Digli Midbar. And therefore, you're not going to be Chayav Chatos, because that doesn't fit into the criteria of Rosh Hashanah. So we now have three criteria that we know of for Rosh Hashanah. One is it has to be 16 amos wide. Another can't have a roof. And the third one is that, which might or might not be Kaim L'Maskana, is it has to be a flat way. But L'Chaira, we haven't really got a full definition of a Rosh Hashanah. For example, if we take the cases which a Braisa brought down of a Kaimness, which we know means it doesn't fit into the criteria of Rosh Hashanah, we had the Yam. A sea, perhaps you can say a sea isn't easy to travel on, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. But the next case is a case of a Bikah, the countryside. The countryside, as far as I know, is 16 amos wide. It can be flat. It certainly doesn't have a roof. What is it about Bikah which doesn't fit into the criteria of a Rosh Hashanah? So the truth of the matter is, we have a Rashi, which Rashi does come along to explain some more criteria of Rosh Hashanah. And this is actually in Erevin Davov Aleph. I think you have it in the sheets. That's the Gemara which you'll be learning today. And the Gemara there says, I think 6 lines from the bottom, Tonu Rabbanon, Keit Ma'avin Derech Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi comes along and explains, without going into what the Gemara there is discussing, Rosh Hashanah, Rashi, I think it is 9 lines from the bottom, says, Rosh Hashanah, Rashi comes to explain to us, what is a Rosh Hashanah? Says Rashi, Mashma, Rochav Sheshase Amr, has to be 16 amos wide, like we mentioned before. And here Rashi adds in something, V'ish Mitzuyim Bo Shishim Riboy, a second criteria, which L'Chaira we haven't seen yet in the Gemara anywhere, that you have to have a city which has in it 600,000 people, V'ein Bo Choyma, and it hasn't got wall, Oyoy, Shehoyo Rosh Hashanah Mishlam Chuvan Mishah L'Shah, or even if it does have a wall, according to the Pashas, I guess we'll go lefi that gates. So now that you need, we're talking about a case where you have a Rosh Hashanah which has a choima. It actually says that you have to have the Rosh Hashanah of it. Mefulash misha l'sha. That means that the mevoyes hamefulash in Rosh Hashanah, the road has to cut through from one side of the city through to the other side of the city. Why? Doima L'Digli Midbar. It has to be Doim L'Digli Midbar. So Rashi has added on to us two more Tanaim for Rosh Hashanah. And these are, one, it has to be Mefulash Mishalasha, the Rosh Hashanah has to be open from one end of the city to another. And the second Tanaim is, it has to have the city, Sheyesh Boi Shishimibu, which has 600,000 people in it. Now what Gano, the Tanaim of 600,000 people, is complicated, the Rashi and Amud Beis, which is Mashbad on that road, there has to be 600,000 people. The Ritva says the 600,000 people don't actually have to be living in the town. It could be that they come and visit the town. He brings a raya from Yerushalayim. He says that Yerushalayim in the times of the Gemara did not have 600,000 residents, but the Gemara says it was a Shus Rabbim. He explains because 600,000 people came into it on a regular basis. So what Gano, the Tanaim of 600,000 people are that the Rishonim speak about? Back upon him, Rashi says that one of the Tanaim is you need 600,000 people, and the second Tanai is it has to be opened from Mishal Asha. So the Tanai that has to be Mefulash Mishal Asha, the Chaya, I think, most of the Shonim agree with this tonight. They don't argue on Rashi. They say, true, it has to be Doim L'Digli Midbar, just like in the Midbar, the road went from one end to the other end. Hu Adin Rosh Hashanah has to go from one end of the city to the other. But the tnai of shishim ribu, you need to have 600,000. That is a big machlokes in the Rishonim, and the Rishonim come to argue Rashi, and they come to argue Rashi. They come with two types of tainus. One, they come, they argue on the number which Rashi says they have the difficulty with the number 600,000, and number two, they argue with the etzim halacha. So the problem we have with the number 600,000, the Rishonim speak out. The Rashi is taking on that in the Midbar there were 600,000 people. They turn out it's not true. That which the pasuk tells us, we counted clearly so, and the men from 20 to 60, there were 600,000 of them. But besides that, we have the women, we have the children, and the Rishonim asked, we had the Erev Rav who travelled along with Klal Yisrael. So to add, besides for the 600,000, we had many, many more. So where does Rashi get the number 600,000 from? Besides, they say, you could answer for Rashi. That means because the number which is written in Mefurash in Torah is 600,000, so we build from there the number 600,000. So the Ramban says, if that's the case, then you should say that you need 600,000 people, men, from 20 to 60. You shouldn't be able to include the women and children and anyone else yet. So, say that, but the Rishonim aren't actually coming to argue on the number of which Rashi says. No, I don't think any of the Rishonim say that you need a different number. The Quran, their time on Rashi is that the halacha that you need 600,000, they say, is not true. And the reason they say, the Ramban says, there is no Gemara which tells us you need 600,000. Rashi is a Tanai which Rashi came from himself, and there is no Gemara about it. Moreover, says Ramban, the Braisa which we learned seems to be mashmal, you don't need 600,000. Because the Braisa said to us, Ezer Rosh HaSarabim, what is Rosh HaSarabim? Sratia Platium Versum Floshim. The Braisa did not say to us, Sratia Platium Versum Floshim, which have 600,000. Moreover, says Ramban, when the Gemara says, the Braisa goes right and says, what is a Kamlis? Why didn't the Gemara say, I've got another case of a Kamlis, a Stratia, or a Platia, or Marvim Fulish, which doesn't have 600,000? Because if it's missing, it's now 600,000, it will remain a Kamlis. So the Rishonim come to be Cholek on the Tanai of Rashi, and this remains Machlokes Rishonim, do you need 600,000 or not? Just because Rabbi Roberts mentioned the Gemara, just mentioned the Mishnah, Yankov asks a very nice question, Rashi. Rabbi mentioned that the Gemara says that really we should blow shofar on the Shoshana, even if it's Shabbos, because it's the Shabbos. Just we have a chashash, Shema Yavirenu Daladamis. So the Mishkanus Yankov asks that okay, the Kvegas grants and explained to us how you can have kfitza for a mitzvah. But he says the fact of the matter is a city which has 600,000 people is a rare event. So he says, and especially in the times of the Gemara. So he says, how can you say the Chachamim made a takana, if it's a milsad leishchicha? Because as we said, the milsad leishchicha, the Rabban didn't make a takana. Okay, that's the Mishkanus Yaakov's Kasha and Rashi. Our Kapanim remains machloikas, you're showing him whether you need 600,000 people or not. So now, when we get back to understanding what the criteria of Shas Rabban is, the few Rashi, it's somewhat easier. If we want to know, for example, why is a bikkur not Rosh Hashanah, why a countryside is not Rosh Hashanah, even though it's 16 amos wide, etc., but it's missing the tnai of the Shishim Ribu. Rashi says you need a tnai of Shishim Ribu to make Rosh Hashanah. But the feeder is showing him, with Sechakel still are left with only four tnai. It has to be 16 amos wide, can't be makur, has to be a derech halakha, easy way to travel. And as we mefulish mishalishah, there's nothing amongst those tanoim which tell us why a bikkur, why the countryside is not a shusurabim. Which tanoim said has to be a derech?
They went on a way.
Yeah, but there is not everything that the Gemara says, Doim Ledigli Midbar, not everything which it says, Doim Ledigli Midbar, we don't need sand underneath. So you might be right, it might be true that we need, but we have to understand, where does the Gemara, what is the criteria of Rosh HaSarabim which necessitates a road? We haven't yet found what these criteria are. Yeah, so in order to come to understand this, I'd like to point out that In the three Rishus HaRabim which we've mentioned so far, there are certain chilukei dinim between them. And that is the Rishus HaRabim which said, the Baraisa said to us, Ezra Rishus HaRabim, Sratia, Platium, Voisim, Floshim. Sratia, highway, Platia, square, a market square, and Voisim, Floshim, a thoroughfare through a city. Now we see there's kama chilukei dinim between a Sratia and a Platia, and Mavoim and Fulish. And we'll start with the most obvious one. Is this tonight that you need Mefulish Mishal Ashar, that you need to have the Rosh Hashanah open from one end of the city to another, certainly doesn't apply to a Sratya, a highway. Right? You cannot, it doesn't make sense by definition, Sratya is going Me'ir Li'i, isn't going through a city, so you cannot have a Tanai in it that has to be Mefulish Mishal Ashar. That's the most obvious one. Besides for that, this Tanai, which Rashi told us, that Rosh Hashanah needs to have 600,000 people, the Ramban tells us, Bedas Rashi, that it's not always the case. It depends. And this Nekuda is a Machlokes over the Kaponim. This is what the Ramban tells us. The Ramban says, Beshittas Rashi, the Sratya, a highway, does not need to have 600,000 people to be a Rosh Hashanah. And I think you have the Ramban in front of you. Here in the third paragraph, the second line down, he says, "V'shem odatzu shoynim loyma shosratia shikvusha chutz layores v'hoch mimena le'ir le'ir u'medina le'medina ad soif kloilom ein medaktikim ba ba'oivin ole'av shishmiboy." We're not medactic that it should necessarily have to have 600,000 people. Why? He gives an explanation. The ha, the kula almahu, avol, the soichoir. The Ramban comes along and gives an explanation for this din, and he says that a road which goes from city to city does not need to have 600,000. Why? Because it belongs to the whole world. Mashein Kain, a road which is within a city, belongs to the people of that city, and therefore needs 600,000. The Shittas Rashi. The Ramban is explaining to us there's a fundamental difference between the Shem Rishus HaRabim of a Sratia, of a highway, and the Rishus HaRabim of Akponim, Voisim, Floshim, and Platya. And that is that the Rishus HaRabim of a Sratya, the reason why it gets its Shem Rabim, that you can see that it belongs to the Rabim, is based on the fact that it belongs to the whole world. It is here, by definition, it is here to serve the whole world. Mashein Kain, a road within a city, it's there to serve the people of the city, and perhaps those who visit the city as well. As a derech moshel ba'alma, if nowadays we'd have a pothole in the motorway, it would be, I think, the highway authority which fix it, which is a government body, because it is a road which belongs to Medina. Whereas if you have a pothole in this local streets, even the main roads, it would be the council who either does or doesn't fix it. Al-Kuponim, it belongs to the point which state here is that the highways, the roads which go me'ir le'ir, is shaykh l'chol o'ilam. It belongs to the whole world, and that's what gives it its shem rabim. Masha'ein kain, the roads which are in the city, even though they are serving a large amount of people, they are serving primarily the people of the city and those who come to visit the city. Besides for this, this is a chilek which we have now between Sratia and Platum versus Floshim, the highway and the other types of Rishus HaRabim. Now we're going to see a chilek between a Platia, a square, and the versus Floshim and a Sratia. And that is, there's a famous Rashba. The Rashba says, and this you also have on your papers, the next page, the bottom of the next page, Shomshag Gimel, fourth line down, and he's speaking about a plat here. He says, Bamed Varamwim, on the din of a plat, he says, when do we say it to Rishus HaRabim? Beshein does a sin in Lis Belaila. But how does a sin in Lis Belaila? Ain't the Rishus HaRabim. In Lis Belaila is to create a complete wall. The Rashba comes along and tells us that if you have a plat here, a square, which is fully surrounded by mechitzas, then it becomes Oysa Shasabim. Shein Shasabim and Anim Sabim Bechol Sha. Yeah, so the Rashba comes along and tells us that a platya which is fully surrounded by walls, then it becomes Oysa Shasabim. However, the Meir says that if we have a platya where the city walls which are surrounding the city, not just the platya, are closed, then we say it remains a Shus Rabim. I.e., he's coming to tell us that you can have a platya which is fully surrounded by four walls, and it will remain a Shus Rabim as long as the walls aren't absolutely surrounding the platya itself. And the reason for this is, even though we said that what makes something into a Shus HaYachid, which a Shus HaYachid is by definition a steer to a Shus HaYachid, is when you have a place which is surrounded by four walls. That's how the Meirian, that if you have a fully contained Shus HaYachid within your walls, then you cannot come along and say that my four mechitzas came along and separated me from the Shus HaYachid. I've taken the Shus HaYachid and I've surrounded it by four walls. You can only say that something becomes a Shus HaYachid by putting four walls around it if those four walls come and serve to separate you from the Shus HaYachid. But if they are just surrounding the Shus HaYachid, it will remain a Shus HaYachid. That is the cloud that the Mirich tells us. That means that you can sometimes have a Shus HaYachid which is fully surrounded by walls which surround and do not disturb the Rosh Hashanah at all, remains the Rosh Hashanah. Now, l'chore, there's a big problem on this halacha. And that is, as we've mentioned before, there are different shittas as to how many walls you need to create a Rosh Hashanah. So, the shittas of Rabbi Yehuda is that you only need, midaraisa akponim, you only need two walls to create a Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara tells us that you have at the bottom of Vav and Medal from Erevin, came along Rabbi Yehuda and said Allah like this. Yes, Al Kain Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the very last line, the last three words, which goes on to over on Tom and Base. Yes, Al Kain Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Shahor Lo Shtei Batim Mishnei Tzidu Yishus Rabim, Oysa Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Oikur Mikan, Vekur Mikan, Venoysa Venoysa Memtza. The story was, you have a Rosh Hashanah, a street, which is a proper Rosh Hashanah, and the person has one house on one side of Rosh Hashanah, he has another house on the other side of Rosh Hashanah, came along and Rabbi Yehuda and said, because I have said that two mechitzas make a Rosh Hashanah midoraisa, the house on one side of the road and the house on the other side of the road can create the space in between midoraisa to be a Rosh Hashanah. And a male midaraisa you can carry there. And he says, if you put a lechi on each side, to be mistaken, because midarabanan, you have to have a lechi on each side. Once you've put a lechi on each side, because I have the two mechitzas, the two parallel mechitzas on the two sides of the road, making it into a Shus HaYachid, I've created here a Shus HaYachid midaraisa, and mela through that, with the two lechayim, you can carry in that space. Now, lechayro, we just said a klal, that if you have a fully contained Rosh Hashanah, which your mechitzas are not in any which way disturbing it, it remains Rosh Hashanah, even though it's surrounded by mechitzas. So how can a Yehuda come along and tell us, yeah, I agree, your shittah of Yehuda is you only need two walls. But your two walls aren't in any which way disturbing the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is a street which goes from north to south. It isn't in any which way disturbed by your mechitzas. So lefi the klal we said b'shem l'Rashba, why does this become a Rosh HaYachid? It should remain a Rosh HaYachid, a self-contained Rosh HaYachid with mechitzas around it. More than that, we see the Gemara in Erevin discusses why is it that the whole world isn't a Rosh HaYachid? Because the Gemara takes on at that stage that the coastline, because it goes up, has the din of a mechitza, a full mechitza. So the Gemara comes along and says that since the whole world at some point or other, maybe hundreds of miles away, but at some point or other has a coastline surrounding it, Mamela, it should be that the whole world becomes a Rosh Hashanah. because it is all completely surrounded by mechitzas. And the Gemara based on this says that no, the coastland, as far as the whole world is concerned, isn't considered a mechitza. And the Gemara gives, the Rishonim give different explanations as to why that is. Maybe because it's too far away, or maybe because it you can travel over it. The Rishonim discuss why it isn't a mechitza. Al kolpanim, the you start to see the Gemara says that you should be mevatel all the Shusha Rabbins based on the fact that you have mechitza surrounding the world. Now let's take for example, if you have a sratia traveling, you can have a sratia traveling hundreds of miles within these mechitzas, going from tens of cities to tens of cities. The mechitzas aren't in any which way disrupting the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or separating anyone from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In fact, it's containing the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So how can we say, l'fi this Rashba, that we're saying that you can have a fully contained Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it's surrounded by mechitzas, it remains Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? How can we say that the whole world should become Rosh Hashanah Yachid based on, how does the Gemara have a minute? The whole world should become Rosh Hashanah Yachid based on its mechitzas. You aren't in which, any which way disturbing the highways which are going through the world. So it seems you have to say to answer this question. And the similar thing I saw in the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, that he deals with this question. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between a platya, which is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that the Rashba is speaking about, and Sratis and Vos from Flush. And that is, as we said, what is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of a platya? The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of a platya is that people gather there, to be there, to stay there, to stand around there, say the Rishonim. It's a place where people, where you have a rabbim, be it 16,000 or not, the few different shits are shown in Akhpanim, it's a place where the rabbim is to be found. So then, when the reason why it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because people are there, people are to be found there, then, when you have mechitza surrounding it, even though you're considering an enclosed space, it is not a steer to the fundamentals of this Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mashayin Kain. When we come to understand what is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of a
roof.
Yeah, so the roof is in the Dome of Digger Midbar. Yeah, but that's not out, it's not out to Mechitzas. What we're asking now is that the Mechitzas come and Mefkir the Shem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The fact is that tonight it's got to be Dome of Digger Midbar, but Moshe calls the fact that a roof makes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, calls it Xerus Akosophy. It's not Daimon Digmid makes him not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We're asking why is it that the Mechitzas, we see that the Yisrael Mechitzas of Yehuda seems to say make it Ois Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Mechitzas make Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not a klal if it's not disturbing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Our kaponim, so like we said, the Platya, the reason why it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is based on the fact that people gather, people are there. So therefore, being in an enclosed space is not severe to it. Whereas, the reason why a Sratya and a mavah and a mefulash is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, their shame Rosh Hashanah Rabbim comes from the fact that this is a way that people use to travel along, to get out of a place from, to come from far away into here, to move along them, to get out of them. Oy ba'azoy, you can say that even though the mechitzas themselves are not physically disturbing the travel along these roads, but the mere fact that Al Yedei Mechitzas, you're considering this an enclosed space, a road which is given for travelling to get out of and come along, calling it an enclosed space is a steer to that mehus of it being a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, Sratya and Mevos Mefloshim, even though the Mechitzas are not in any which way disturbing the way, but the mere fact that you're trying to call a Sratya an enclosed space is a steerer to its being Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mashenki in the Platya, the fact that people are gathering there, if that's what gives it the shame of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then the fact that it's an enclosed space is not steerer. People still gather. People can gather in an enclosed space. In fact, it's very interesting of Moshe. Agav, he speaks about Beis Medrash. He wants to know Beis Medrash is in the place where people gather together. So he asks, even if the Rashba says it's an enclosed place, it can still be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He asks, why is Beis Medrash not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Very interesting. Moshe gives an answer at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Ches. Al Kuponim, what we're standing back is there's a difference. Yeah, if you don't need Shishimibah, yeah. Only if you need Shishimibah. Yeah, it's interesting why the Rashba, why Moshe didn't give the answer, I don't know. Yeah. Al Kaponim, what we're telling Yevek is there's a cloud, there's a difference between the Shemesh Shusarabim of a Sratya and Mavim Fulish and a Platya. Sratya and Mavim Fulish is for traveling along, a Platya is a place for gathering. So after what we've said comes out, if we take both the differences between Sratya, Platya, Mavim Fulish comes out, there is Sratya and a Platya and Mavim Fulish are three different ways that something can become a Rishus Rabbim. A Sratya is a Rishus Rabbim based on the fact that it is given the Choloi Lam Kuloi to travel along. Like we said, the Ramban says, that's actually don't need 6,000 because it's given to the Rabbim in a way as it's given the Choloi Lam Kuloi to travel along. A Platya has a Shem Rishus Rabbim based on the fact it's given to the Rabbim as a place to gather, people gather together, the Gemara talk about for the marketplace. And a Mavim, a Fulish, has a Shem Rishus Rabbim based on the fact that it's given to the people of this city to travel through this city. The fees there, when we learn the Braiso, which says, Ezer Rishus Rabbim, so we said the Gemara says, Sratya Platyum Vosim Philoshim, we said the Braiso is giving us three examples of Rishus Rabbim. And Betzin is a Shverkent, and now the Gemara quoted says, comes along and says, I've got a fourth case of Rishus Rabbim, a case of Midbar. And the Gemara says, no, Midbar is not a Rishus Rabbim because it doesn't have 600,000 people. So, the Gemara says, because Bizman Shi saw Nimtzor and Shami was a Rishus Rabbim, Bizman Azeh, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. So the Gemara, without going into the answer, the Gemara, but the Gemara they asked the Kasha, I've got a fourth case of a Rishus Rabbim. L'chor Shveh, what's the Gemara saying? I need another example of Rishus Rabbim. We've got three examples. The fourth one is what's missing. The answer is that if you what we're saying now, what the Gemara says, when it says Ezer Rishus Rabbim Sratya Platim Vosim Philoshin, the Gemara is telling us there are three types of Rishus Rabbim. There's a Rishus Rabbim which is given to Rabbim B'Toyas Sratya as a way of traveling the Cholo Elam Kuloi. There's a sort of Rishus Rabbim of a Platya, of a place of gathering, and there's a type of Rishus Rabbim verse and flash that people use to travel. The Gemara is not just giving us examples of what a Rishus Rabbim. So that's why the Rabbi says, it has to be a way. It has to be a road. It is true it has to be a road. The reason why it has to be a road and the criteria which creates it needs to be a road is because to be a Rishus Rabbim, it has to be a Rishus Rabbim in one of these three ways. So when we come along to ask the Fidu Rishonim, why is it that Bikur is not a Rishus Rabbim? So the rabbi said that the reason is because it's not road, it is true. Because where do we see this? Where's the Makur for this? Because a Mishnah shtelt a veker for us. What are the criteria? The Mishnah is not just telling us example. The criteria of the Rishus Rabbim. And that's why Bikur is not a Rishus Rabbim. Countryside is not a Rishus Rabbim because it's missing the criteria. It is not given to the Rabbim, not as a highway, not as a square, and not as a way of traveling within a city, because that is the ikar criteria of Rosh Hashanah.